It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy. I feel like you guys have really been on the same page with that lately.
Yeah, he stopped being a dick, but now he's going to be a dick.
He stopped conducting.
Okay. See, I thought you've known him well enough not to do what you just
so
did.
So you miss it. You miss when I do that.
Kind of. I don't miss it.
Kind of, you brought it up.
I'm saying like that may have been the issue is all I'm saying.
All right. So he's like a child.
Yeah.
When he's doing good,
yeah,
you just let it happen. When you
point it out.
When you point out he's doing good, it changes. So now the next 3 weeks, he's going to be doing a puffing. It's 50 degrees right now. It's going to be the most beautiful day of the week.
Like 70, right?
Yep, we're going to be diddling 70 in certain places in the greater Rochester area, and then it goes down from there. But, I mean, it's still not the worst thing in the world. For the rest of the week, we'll be in the mid-40s to high 30s.
Yeah, no snow.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Let's talk about luck.
Luck?
Well, because here's the thing. You have good luck until you have bad luck.
Right.
And then you'll have a run of bad luck until one good thing happens mm-hmm. that wipes everything out. And last night, I was in typical parent night.
Yeah.
And anyone that has kids knows exactly what I mean, where everything has to be planned down to the minute to get done what you got to get done. So I get up from my nap. I have my juice box.
Mm-hmm.
I start working on the show.
Yeah.
And I have X amount of time to work on the show. My kids get home from school. My oldest daughter, she's got to go to hockey practice. So here's my plan. She's got hockey practice around the corner at Scottsville Ice Arena.
All right.
So I'm going to put on my workout stuff.
Oh, you're working out now, huh?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Mm. Even though you don't help your brother move. Brother needed
what
help moving. Mr. I'm in shape.
Now
I'm not helping you move.
No, don't help your brother.
Get your own goddamn couch.
Spit on your mother's grave. I didn't hear you offering to help him
move. I'm not his brother.
You like him more than I do, it seems.
I do.
So I'm going to take Stella to hockey.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop her off. It's like 5 minutes from my house. Run home, work out, pick her back up from hockey, come home, eat dinner, ready to go. Everything's golden.
Wow.
Everything is down to the minute.
Right.
It's a minute night.
So no room for error.
No room for error. So got my workout stuff on, right? Sleeveless t-shirt, drop her off at the rink, out of the car. I pull out. I get a phone call from my daughter. Dad, I'm at the wrong rink.
The wrong rink?
Whoops.
Turns out I
feel like my parents have done that before.
I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
Where's my team?
So it turns out practice last night was at Paul Lewis Arena, which is off the inner loop, the one you drive by on.
Yeah.
So now my plan for the night is shot in the ass.
Oh, there goes your workout.
Well, see, that's what I thought. So here's the thing. Mm. I'm driving there, and I go pick her back up. I'm flying to get to Paul Lewis to get her there on time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in a tank top. I'm in short shorts.
All right, but it's a nice night.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I don't want to go stand in the
rink.
Yeah,
but you don't want to be that thing.
Oh. Yeah, here you go. So I got
sleeveless guy.
So I remember, wait a minute, I got a pair of sneakers in the car.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go for a run around the city of Rochester.
Oh, what are you, Lonsbury now? You going to fight crime?
No, I'm not. I don't have my gun on me.
So you ran around the city like a lunatic?
So yeah, so I'm in Cornhill, right? I'm like, here's
I mean, you can run up and down the river there.
That was my plan. I hadn't been down.
You rock the river, man.
Well, they got that new Rock the River Way. The first part of it's done. I had not been down there yet. I go, this is the perfect opportunity. We talked about it all
night.
The time. Yeah, I'm going to go.
You and all the other hipsters out there?
Go check it out. So I run through Cornhill, and I get down to the Rock the River Way. And by the way, they did an unbelievable job.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. And there were so many people out doing the exact same thing I was doing. It was fantastic.
Showing off.
What am I supposed to do?
What could I
do? What am I supposed to do?
All right, so you're down there, whatever.
All right, so now keep in mind, I got my short shorts on.
How short are these goddamn shorts?
I'm going to say 5 inches, 5-inch inseam.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think how long my balls go down.
Well, no, your legs are 5 inches, so those would be like swishy pants for you. Flappy jeans. So, you know, if you run, you can't have your phone in your pocket because it'll, like, bounce around and fall out, right?
Yeah.
So I took my key fob for my car off the key ring. I got that in one hand, and I got my phone in the other hand.
So you're jogging with your phone in your hand.
And my phone and my keys. So I'm jogging, da-da-da-da-da. And for those who have not been down to the river since they fix it up, there's nothing that stops you from running into the river.
Like, there's no barrier?
There's no barrier. There's no partition.
Okay.
There's no, like, it's just open.
Yeah, I guess you're right, now that I'm thinking about it.
It's right there.
It's all open.
So there's a railing.
It's just a cliff.
It just goes right into the river. Yeah. So I'm running, and I'm getting down towards where, like, all the restaurants are. And I guess, like, sweat must have gone down my arm into the palm of my hand. As I'm running, I'm, like, 5 feet from the river.
Oh, no.
My key fob to my car
flies out
of my hand, and it's slow motion. It is slow. I am watching this fly through the air.
And
it hits the ground 3 feet next to the river. It bounces straight up in the air like it's a ping pong ball. It bounces again.
Oh, no.
It's going in the river. I don't, like... It was one of those things. Well, Kimmy, time stops in my head.
Yeah. Call the scuba team.
Well, that's just it, though. I can't go in to go get it. How deep is that river? Okay, so
First of all, there's a current in that river. Yeah. You're going to go over the falls with your fob.
But, well, that actually might help my workout. I'll just swim against the current.
There you go.
In my sleeveless shirt. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, again, time stops. Like, if this thing goes in the river, I have to call my wife to get my extra set of keys. She's got to drive all the way from West Henrietta down
to the whole night shut.
I mean, and she's pissed at me, and I'm not getting to bed till 10 o'clock. So bounce. It lands flat. It's sliding towards the edge. Tommy, I am not S-ing you right now.
Yeah.
It stopped an inch on the edge of the river.
Damn.
Like, there was that much space.
So it's like when those golfers, like, putt right to the rim and it just stops.
I couldn't believe it. To the point.
Like in Caddyshack.
I'm staring at it, not moving with my mouth open.
So do you, like, slowly walk over, trying to not make any vibration?
Bro, I went backwards. Like, because I was so...
Backwards?
I like,
went... sneaking up on it?
It was like a crocodile. I'm like, because I was afraid I was going to just walk up to it and, like, kick it with my foot and put it in the river. So I'm like, I got kind of behind it. Like, my heels were on the river. Moved it a little bit, and then I picked it up and kept going. But it was funny. Like, all of the bad luck I had that night, like, the bad schedule, it all wiped away.
Look at that.
Because my stupid...
Things could always be worse.
Exactly. It was wonderful.
Just needed a little reminder and a heart attack.
Exactly. Because, I would have been frustrated. My wife, I think rightfully so, would have been furious.
Well, yeah, because she works late, right?
Well, yeah,
and then she's got to do all this jackass.
So you
got to
go on your stupid little run.
Yeah, because somebody's got to get
little shorts.
I got to get my steps in.
Why is it inappropriate to go for a jog?
It's not, but you didn't
have to
do it.
It's a way you go for a jog.
Well, please explain the way I go for a jog.
You go for a jog in a sleeveless short shorts like you're a Laker girl in training.
I wasn't planning on running. I was going to be working out in my house.
Phone in one hand, fob in the other.
What is wrong with that, Kimmy? Explain.
How do you run with two things in your hand?
Like this? I don't know.
I think you're a lunatic.
That's how everybody runs.
Balls hanging out.
I run with, like, holding my phone, but it would be weird to, like, also be holding my keys in the other hand.
Look, I have a thing that I can attach my phone to my arm. I just didn't have it with me because, again, everything got thrown off. I don't get why this bothers you.
Well, it doesn't bother me.
No, it definitely bothers you. Why?
I don't know, because I think you're insane sometimes.
I was one of 50 people I saw jogging doing the same exact thing.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure they were all in short shorts and sleeveless tops.
Again.
Bob and phone in hand.
Short shorts are in right now, whether or not you
for
like
men,
it.
How are short shorts ever a thing for
the
men?
The hem has gotten higher.
Yeah,
why?
Look,
like, we already knew it looked ugly. The NBA showed us what it would look like.
No, but then the NBA went, I think the thing was.
And it went super long.
It went super long, and now we're kind of like. In the middle slash slightly higher than...
Shorts should be the inseam of a short, or miniature trousers, they call them in Canada, should be 8 to 10 inches. That's a standard short.
I don't disagree with you, but there aren't, unless I want to go buy, like, look like my dad, I can't go find shorts that are, like, not old
proper,
man shorts.
Proper shorts.
Yes. Like, if I wear baggy shorts... I look like Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
He's pretty cool, man.
Is he pretty cool? Is
he? He had a pretty good set.
No, man. And again, I was not planning on being seen by people.
I understand.
Shut up, man. And, like, you're the one that makes me laugh the hardest. There are videos of you on YouTube working out in your basement.
Yes, there are.
In tank tops.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a fool.
Yeah. Well, I've learned my lesson.
I was a young, foolish man.
I was once a boy. Now I am a man. I was once a 48-year-old boy.
I never wore short shorts.
Ever? No, you had to have.
Every pair of shorts you've ever owned is short shorts.
No, like those, like, old gymnasium shorts.
Not even
maybe?
When you were, like, a kid?
Probably, but, like, I would have to be a little kid and you wouldn't have seen my little ass balls. I had, you know, little boy balls. You're not going to see them in short shorts.
I
didn't ask to see them. What are you talking about?
Well, a guy drove by in a car one time, but that's a different story. But you know what I'm saying.
I had legging shorts underneath the short shorts so you don't see my balls.
Oh, thank God you had your leggings on.
Well, no, you got to have those
on.
Oh,
you had the leggings on?
Wait, but
the shorts. The
shorts.
Yeah,
shorts with leggings underneath.
No, okay, no.
Oh, what the shorts had, like, the built-ins?
They weren't built in, but it was like that.
Okay.
I have to wear tight, like, underpants because my balls bounce around.
Because your shorts are too goddamn short.
Well, no, there's no support. Doesn't matter what shorts I wear. There are no shorts that exist where I'm getting support for my balls where I can't wear something tight underneath what I'm working out. Shut up. What is appropriate for working out for you?
I don't see your balls or your ass cheeks.
You didn't see my balls.
Well, I know they're there.
5-inch inseam. You just saw my... You just
You're
saw,
in the red zone with your balls.
You saw top quad. That's all you saw.
Top quad?
Top quad.
I thought they canceled that show.
252 WCMF. I was forced to do a jog through the city of Rochester yesterday. Well, I had no other option.
Forced to jog.
I almost dropped my keys in the river. They stopped literally an inch before they went over into the drink. And all the bad luck I had up to that point, I was just like, everything's golden now. Can I tell you the other embarrassing thing? Look, I understood how all of this looks, all right?
How, like, is your daughter... like, mortified by all this?
Have to be.
Well, she was in the rink. All the parents were in the rink.
But you're going to show back up sweaty.
That did happen.
The shirt soaked full of sweat.
You want the worst?
Your short shorts.
Yes.
You want the worst part of it, too?
What?
The shirt that I was wearing, it was like one of those sweat wick shirts.
Yeah. Right?
And it's white, so you can clearly see my nipples through the shirt.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Again, did not think anyone was going to see me.
What are you going to do?
I'm running. All right, so I got to go back to the rink, right?
Yeah.
So I go down the river. I run past the Blue Cross Arena. I go up around the corner to where, what is that?
Thank God nobody saw you.
The medical examiner.
Yeah. God, if somebody saw me, I would want to die looking like a goddamn fool.
I'm running up towards the church there.
Yeah.
And somebody in a black pickup truck's honking his horn at me.
Like he knows you.
I'm on the sidewalk. I don't know what the hell the deal is. Guy pulls over. I go, what the hell is this? It's Dan Mason, general manager of Rochester Red Wings. Hey, buddy!
Oh, really?
Hey, but what are you doing?
I didn't know he was a truck guy.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
He's trying to feel like a big man, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You know the type. But yeah, of course.
Your boy Dan Mason.
I run into Mace while I look like a complete moron.
But that's what happened when I ran into Catalano when he had his little bicycle shorts on. I'm just out walking a dog in a canal, and here comes Ball Boy.
I'm sorry. Can people not take care of themselves in the world?
You can. I just don't need to see every part of your physique while you're working out, man.
By the way, Mace has seen you in a kilt this week as well as short shorts.
Yes, he saw me in a kilt on Saturday. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's way too much Pat Duffy for most people.
Seen a lot of leg this week from the Duffy brothers. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Tommy. You know what this is?
What's that, buddy?
He's turning into Bob Lansbury running through the city.
Is there an echo on this show?
I don't know why.
I already made the joke.
He made the joke, Tim. You must have
seen it. Sorry. The guy tuned in late.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. You would have killed him if he was making that joke about you.
Tim's out.
Tim is out of here. He's out of here. I got to be honest with you.
What's that?
It was nice. Like, the whole running experience in the city was nice.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, fresh air was good. Everything down that they did by the river, like I said, was beautiful.
Well, you ran around a nice part of the city, yes.
Well, yes. Yeah, no, I get it. It's downtown. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, everyone else was out. It was just like,
people are enjoying the town.
Yeah.
It is amazing how once the sun comes out and the weather gets a little warmer, you forget how many people live around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't see other people out and about for months.
But I guess what I'm getting at, I've been going to that rink since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Like Cornhill, down by the river, all that stuff, right? There was never anybody around ever. Like, no one was really out of their house.
Well, there was no place to go around.
Well, there are a lot more, like, apartments over there now, too.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, yeah, I think so, for sure.
Okay. It was just like, the city felt alive.
Yeah.
And it felt, it was cool to see.
People are enjoying the town.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, look, for years and years and years, if there wasn't an Amherst game or a Nighthawks game.
That was a dead zone.
Ghost town, right? Yeah. And people were out.
Yeah.
They had leftovers from restaurants over in those that little area.
That's big city right there, buddy.
It did. I didn't want to sound like a rube, but yeah, it felt big city.
Big city leftovers.
I felt like big metropolitan man running in my short shorts in downtown Rochester, showing off for general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. You know, you want to believe your heroes are going to live forever.
Oh, sure.
And this guy, huge hero for a lot of young kids here in Western New York. A lot of something else to the women of Bill's Mafia.
Oh.
But we got a reality punch in the face yesterday.
What happened?
Because what this man did to make this season easier for the Buffalo Bills made it very clear that this is probably his last season with the Buffalo Bills. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So if we were to talk about the most popular Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Offensive lineman Deion Dawkins, he's a fan favorite. But linebacker Matt Milano is loved for two very specific reasons.
What's that?
One, he plays like his hair's on fire all the time, right? Great on the field.
Huge plays. Yeah. Memorable.
Two, he is the resident Bills sex symbol.
Is he the best looking guy on the team?
Kimmy?
Yeah, you could argue that. Got great arms. Great arms.
Bicep the size of a baby's head.
Great biceps. Most of those guys have good arms.
No, his stand out.
That's how good they are.
Bobby Puny arms, yeah.
Bobby Puny arms. He's Norwegian. So Matt Milano was in the news yesterday.
What happened?
They announced that they reworked his contract. Matt Milano agreed to a pay cut to make sure that the Bills can fit all of the players they just signed into the cap this year without having to release anybody.
Pretty generous of the guy.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know, you give, you also take.
Well, yeah.
And Matt Milano got something out of this as well.
What was that?
Well, he was supposed to have two more years left on his contract. But in giving the Bills the money they needed to sign these players, the Bills let him out of the final year of his deal, meaning this year will be his last under contract with the Bills. When he turns 31 at the end of the season, Matt Milano will be a free agent.
Okay.
Kimmy, that is not good for the long-term prospects of Matt Milano as a Buffalo Bill.
No.
It kind of,
for me, it kind of said like they would have released him now if they could.
Oh.
Do you feel that way?
Maybe.
But it sounds like they need him right now.
All right.
So he struggled with injury, especially last season. He returned from an injury and wasn't quite back to the way he played before.
But that was to be expected based on the injuries.
No, I mean, it was still.
And he's getting up there.
It wasn't like he played poorly. It just wasn't what he was.
How long has he been around?
So he was a late bloomer. So,
but I remember talking about him years ago.
Yeah, he's been around six, 7 seasons.
And I think that's part of it too. Is like he is one of the Bills that came up with the Sean McDermott, Josh Allen era, and he's one of the kind of the last left of that group.
Yeah, one of the core guys.
Yeah.
So to Kimmy's point, the struggles with injuries, the last 2 years, he's only played in 9 regular season games and 3 playoff games.
Wait, in 2 years?
Yeah, he had that massive leg injury in London. That took him out of all of last year. Then in training camp, what was it, a torn bicep?
Tore that big, beautiful bicep.
Baby head split right in half. But so that kept him out up until the last quarter of this season.
So you think this is it for him?
I don't see the Bills, unless he's willing to play for little money. Yeah. And if that's the case, that means the season didn't go well and the Bills don't want him back anyway. It feels like this is it.
So it also sounds like there's not going to be a big, let's say he leaves the Bills with no contract.
Yeah.
There's no big payoff based on his injuries and age.
Probably.
So he could be just done.
Well, I mean, someone will pay him.
He's not going to make that big paycheck.
No.
Unless something crazy happens this year, which, by the way, I hope for.
Is he already overpaid? Like, does he have a big whopping contract already?
No, well, so that's what's complicated about Milano, too, is because he's
He never speaks up.
Well, he doesn't speak at all. I've never heard the man's voice in my life. He could talk like, Hemingway for all we know.
Yeah, I said I'd take a pay cut and, to help the boys win the big championship.
Like, Milano is the definition of an impact player.
Yeah.
Like, when he is at his best, when you needed that play, he went and got it for you, right? So, if you ask if he's overpaid, I would argue the contract that he just had, you're paying for what he did for you in the past when he was on a fifth-round pick contract.
All right, okay.
So I'm not upset with the money that they paid him, but I can't see this front office
He's toast.
Paying him again, not to mention, I mean, the Bills.
Unless he plays out of his mind,
But it looks like, Kimmy, the Bills already have his replacement on the roster. They took Dorian Williams, linebacker, in the third round last draft. He's been playing well in for Milano. He's getting better and better.
All right.
This would hurt. This one would hurt.
Why? Because you're not even going to miss it. You don't even talk.
No, but.
But it is weird. Despite the fact that we really don't know anything about the guy and his personal life, Bills fans still love him.
He doesn't do interviews. You never see him on social media.
Nope.
He's not in the videos with the players hanging out outside of the facility.
So he has no endorsements.
All we know is that he loves house music.
Yeah, we did find that out.
All right.
That's all we know.
It's almost like he sleeps in a closet in One Bill's Drive, and they just, game day, they open up the closet.
He's just a mannequin that comes to life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he married?
I don't know.
I don't think
Kids?
So.
Kids?
No idea.
That's weird.
I'm going to go with no, but I can't confidently say that.
Not that this means anything, but I know I have a friend that saw him on a dating app, so I would assume that means he's single.
Did she swipe right?
I guess.
That's the one where you want that one, right?
I don't know. Sure. We'll go with yes.
Remember when Kimmy was cool and filled us in?
I was just after the dating app boom.
252WCMF, we're talking about Bills linebacker Matt Milano. Yesterday, he agreed to a pay cut to help the Bills fit all of their new free agents underneath the cap. But in return, the Bills let him out of the last year of his contract. So this year will be the only year he is under contract with the Buffalo Bills. He will be 31 when he's a free agent. And, I mean, all signs point to, unless something crazy happens, this being his last year with the Buffalo Bills. And to Kimmy's point, despite the fact that he does not speak, and we know nothing about his personal life. And, you know, he's one of the homegrown guys that was part of the major success that turned this team around. And outside of Josh, he's the one guy you want to see be here when they make it to that mountaintop.
Okay.
Right? Like, yeah. if he doesn't...
If so it's this year, then, for this guy.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, is he the last of that defensive core that kind of came up with...
Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Trey White.
Yeah, they're all
gone. White.
I can't think of anybody else that's been around that long.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, because Von Miller came in late. Yeah. Greg Rousseau was drafted late. Epinesa was later. Terrell Bernard, young guy. Both corners are new. Yeah, she's right. Although Dane Jackson's back.
I did see that.
So we got Dane Jackson. We got that going for us. I don't know, man. I mean, look, outside of the personal heartbreak of potentially losing Milano outside of the season, the one thing to be okay with.
What's that?
The Bills showed last year they can lose core pieces and veteran leadership and not miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, look at the season they had.
Yeah, I mean, Trey White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poirier, Mitch Morse, all the same type of player Matt Milano
is. We found out the system works.
Yeah.
The process, we have trusted the process.
You know, you bring up, that's an interesting point. We've seen Bills players leave Buffalo. And the last round, Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker, got a really nice contract. Mm-hmm. Played fine in Chicago.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis got a really nice contract from Jacksonville. He did not play well. Stephon Diggs got a really nice contract from the Texans.
Never really got to see him.
Did not work out. Yeah, okay. Are Bills players not going to be signed for as much money when they leave Buffalo because the system works so well that any player can shine in this system?
The system plus Josh Allen.
Well, I mean the defensive system.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because, like,
I mean, so
why would you come here?
Well, because
if you do well and you leave, you don't get a paycheck.
Yeah, but it does highlight a player that may not otherwise have those key moments. I don't know.
I mean, she's right. Like, if you look at some of the players that have had success, A.J. Klein.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Christian Benford's a sixth-round pick. He's one of the best corners in the NFL now playing in this defense.
So you think it's a system? Is elevating her game?
It is pretty amazing.
All right. That's good.
When the defensive injuries hit towards the end of every season, the guys that you've never heard of, that are all of a sudden making splash plays
step
for
up.
His team. Yeah. And then Kyrie Elam, who doesn't. Who we're going to talk
if
about
you
later.
Ask him, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We're gonna talk about that later in the show. No, he ended up in Dallas yesterday, did a press conference, and he had some things to say. And it's like, come on, buddy.
Not happy?
Bro.
Was he crapping?
Bro.
You had your chance.
I wouldn't call it crapping, but...
Blaming is more the word.
We'll get to it later. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Mark. Mark says, players come and players go. I just want a Super Bowl. I don't care who's there when we get there. Is that how most people feel?
I mean, I'm sure once you have that Super Bowl, you don't care. And now that becomes the group that shines. But no, I get sad every time the Bills lose a longtime player or a guy that helped them get to that level. It's just sad to see him go because you wanted them to win the big one with the team because they were such a big part of that offense or defense.
And aren't there some guys that because of where they came from and like their background, you want to see them succeed for that reason?
Oh, yeah, because they got a hell of a backstory.
Yeah. Like, okay, Matt Milano's a fifth-round pick. Like him becoming...
Did he come up tough or something?
I don't know.
I have no idea. He doesn't speak.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll give you an example. Fred Jackson. Right?
Yeah, that was a guy that everybody was like, oh, man, I'm sad he never got to the big game.
Yes, Division III college player, plays in the minor league arena football, gets a break, manages to make the team. The Bills cut him loose. He makes a playoff game with Seattle. Every Bills fan watched that Seattle playoff game,
okay.
Hoping that he was going to be able to get that single win. Kyle Williams.
Kyle the Pile?
You got it. Now, he wasn't around long enough to make it to the mountaintop, but he did get to play in his one playoff game, which was his dream.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was... so fulfilling to see this guy put in all that sweat equity for all those years and at least get that little taste of playoff.
Okay, yeah, that little taste. I mean, Marshawn Lynch would have been the big one. I mean, he literally carried Seattle into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't think Bills fans at that moment were loving Marshawn Lynch.
But you wish you would have had him. Yeah. You wish you would have had that Marshawn Lynch. That what did he have, like 30 touchdowns that season?
It was like 1,000 touchdowns.
It was amazing. Full of Skittles.
Guy did love his Skittles.
Yeah. And chunky soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Not together.
How do you know?
I hope not.
Turns out Matt Milano's into that. He's never told anybody. remember when Matt Milano gave that press conference talking about how he loves Skittles and chunky soup?
I had the Skittles and the chunky soup, and I said, Mother, that's a pretty good taste there, you know, and it's been on the diet and the training table ever since. I said, Coach, the Skittles is really something.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
It was a place everyone knew by name.
Oh, really?
And not for a good reason.
Yep.
A place that if you ended up inside, something had gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, yeah, you were not doing well.
Well, now it's going to be the opposite.
Why is that?
This once beautiful building that became a destination for down-and-out folk is once again being glammed up, ritzed out, and ready for folks to move in.
So it's going to be renovated?
Yes.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the old Cadillac Hotel.
Well, we're going to restore it to our old glory.
Those words.
1930s.
Those words, the Cadillac Hotel, sent a chill down the spine of most in the greater Rochester area. Because, Tommy, it was a place you did not want to be.
It was a flop house.
Yes. The last stop before homelessness for a lot of people the last couple of decades in Rochester.
A lot of ex-cons lived there when they were coming up because the bus station was right there. So you were getting guys that were coming back into town that were getting released and going right there with their $40 and new suit.
It was a building that was falling apart.
Yeah.
It was dirty. It was scary.
It was falling apart when I moved here in 93 when our old friend Gussie from the old show, she was the night clerk.
When was the height of this place?
So
I had to be in probably the 20s and 30s.
I think it was, 30s and 40s.
It's got that Art Deco look to it.
That's what I was wondering, though, like when it was like at its peak.
So we found out a couple of years ago, Kimmy, that it wasn't always this way, that it was actually a destination.
Yeah, it had to be like a show place back in the 30s.
It was one of the nicest hotels in the Northeast. And to this day, despite years of it getting beat up and the condition it's in now, it's still a landmark. Like they have to protect
the building. Got that look.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it got so bad.
How bad was it?
That the city had to shut it down.
The roaches moved out.
Throw all the tenants. And then the Mulays had no place left to live. Tommy?
Yep.
The condition of the old Cadillac Hotel is about to change.
So what are they going
to
do?
Yesterday, the state announced that the former hotel will get $6.2 million in funding to transform into the fine arts building lofts.
Okay, so they're going to turn it into a...
an apartment building.
Apartment building.
You got it. 42 units for people to live and a small branch of the Rochester Public Library inside.
Okay.
But most importantly.
What's that?
It is new life for a place that people have been avoiding like hell.
Oh, yeah.
For the last 40 to 50 years. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Cool or not cool to live in the old Hotel Cadillac.
I mean, if they make it nice, I mean, it'll be really cool, I would think, especially if they keep like that Art Deco look to it, that old school lobby
think,
and
like,
everything.
If they can almost keep it the way it was meant to be. You'll always kind of have a reminder of what it was, in a way.
Well, but what reminder are you looking for? The 30s?
I
want the bum times.
I don't know if it can overcome that kind of reputation in your mind. Like, yes, it could be so nice, but you still know everything that went down.
I mean, it's got that old school lobby you used to see in the movies where guys are sitting there reading a newspaper, smoking a cigar type of thing. Like, people hung out in hotel lobbies. Like, that was a thing at one point.
No, I get what you're saying. And I think because it's a landmark, they have to do the best.
Yeah,
they
have to keep
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I get that would be cool.
It'd be cool to preserve something like that. Yeah.
I think Kimmy is getting more what I'm laying down here.
Yeah.
Would the reputation of the Cadillac Hotel Cadillac, whatever, would it be cool to be in that building with the reputation it had for the last 40
years? Like, it'd be one thing to visit it, see it, this is cool, maybe spend some time there. But I don't know if, like, living there, if you're just constantly reminded or, like, wondering, like, I wonder who used to live in this room.
So you're telling me all of the bad things that have happened in that hotel over the last 40 years?
I mean, it was
years.
Just a flop house.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, like, how many times have you ever been to Cadillac?
Oh, I never went. I was going to say,
so you don't even have a vision of what that was. So, I mean, I'm thinking people your age that would be buying, or even people my age. I mean, very few people actually went in.
I never knew what was inside, but I knew it was a place
was
you didn't want to go. I mean, the reputation was bad, and that's what I'm getting at. A
couple of robberies in there, a couple of stabbings.
I mean, it is a prime location. Like, you're across the street from Martin Luther King Park, Strong Museum of Play. You're around the corner from Eastman. You're walking distance to the East End.
Restaurants are right there.
Parcel 5, all right there. Yeah. Like, it may actually be the most prime location to live in downtown Rochester. Would it be cool to tell people, I live in the old Hotel Cadillac?
Yeah, I mean, it's got history, both good and bad. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Okay. How many years until people stop seeing that building for what it was known for?
I'd already be that way, because think about somebody in their early 20s moving in there.
Oh, they wouldn't even know.
Would they even have a thought? I mean, I know it was still kind of that sketchy place up until, less than 10 years ago, right?
Like, it was 5 years ago they shut it down.
But I don't know how aware somebody that's 20, 23 years old. I don't know what they think of it.
So my wife has no idea until I told her about the Cadillac Hotel. She knew nothing about it.
Really?
And she was born and raised here, but like...
Really?
No. I mean, she knew it was like an old building, but she didn't know what it was or how it was. You know what I mean? Like, sure. I was telling her the old stories because, you know, the station was right there and Gussie worked there, so we would go over there and hang out. And she knew none of that stuff. She just knew it was an old building. That was it.
So do we... So, all right. Does the reputation not travel as far as we
Maybe
thought it did?
It's hard to tell, you know? I mean, there was a lot of rundown places around there.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the...
Yeah, because it was a hotel.
Crown Jewel, yeah.
I mean, and it looked like it still. 252. Kind of.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the Hotel Cadillac Hotel, whatever you want to call it. The state announced yesterday they are designated money to make it an apartment complex. It's going to be 42 units, I believe, and a small branch of the Rochester Library, the Fine Arts Building Lofts. Are there other places in Rochester that had a bad reputation that became nice places to live, work, or
I mean,
eat?
There are some old buildings that they've turned into apartment buildings, but I guess I don't know what it was before or like what it was before it was so run down. So it's possible those places had like some type of reputation or some sketchy business going on.
You know, the one that jumps out to me right away is the Jenny Brew House. Not that that building was bad, but that area was always...
It was an industrial park, yeah.
But the neighborhood had a bad reputation.
Yeah.
People didn't go down there unless they had to, and that place is packed all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, either...
And it used to be a high-end restaurant right in that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was called a Portico.
Oh.
Like, you would not know this place was there. Inside that industrial park across the street was this gorgeous, really good high-end Italian restaurant.
No kidding.
It freaked you out. But it must have been back from the heyday when all those executives went there and ate.
Sure. I mean, it also feels like the area around the Liberty Pole has become that place because there was...
Yeah, they spruced that way up.
Yeah,
bro.
Right? There is something about the history of a place, good or bad, in the greater Rochester area that will make it a draw. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, they revitalized Cornhill. Cornhill was... Run down for a long time.
Yeah, but when you moved out, everything got much
better. Yeah, it did.
I mean, look, anywhere you could afford to live when you got here was going to have to be spruced up. And that was just from the sheets you left behind. Yeah.
Well, you can thank your mom for that. That's so funny now, is it?
I'm kind of jealous
that
you got to go see the inside of the Cadillac and have those experiences hanging out with Gussie
during
the day, right? Because you would hang out in the bar.
Yeah, so we would go in there and have drinks. Uncle Raj and those guys would go over there because the drinks were cheap. It was right across the street. You know, we had just moved into that building, so it was really cool. And Gussie and all these characters were just... The amount of characters that walked through there was just hysterical.
I thought at one point they were talking about turning that lobby into a bar again.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought we had talked about it, but maybe that was just something that never panned out.
Because, you know, I sit here and say I would have loved to have gone inside.
You would have. You would have left your ass off.
I don't want to go in there and laugh at the people that are...
You're not laughing. I mean, these people are just... They're just characters.
You would have left your ass off. Not laughing.
But you know what I mean. There was just a million characters that came through there. Gussie was a character herself, you know.
Sure.
She got robbed one night there and kept eating her yogurt. And we watched it on the security camera.
But then comes the people that were actually living there. And,
yeah. And that got rougher.
David Andrietta, who was writing for the DNC at the time, he had the intention of spending the night in the Cadillac Hotel because of all the stories.
He's going to write about it, right?
You got it. And he did. He wrote an article, but he didn't make it the night. At the end of the day, he decided this place was far too dangerous for me to be. And he had taken pictures of the room he was in and some of the folks that agreed to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. And, like, I really wish someone would have been able to take more pictures of the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
to like preserve it because there's
really
there
not
has
a
to
lot
be some around somewhere.
Nothing where you could. I would say not until recently are there pictures of like what the inside of it looked like. So I don't know what you're describing. I have no idea what it looked like
because famous people
could have
stayed there back in the day that were coming through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, I get that it was nice back in the day, mm-hmm. but I'm more interested in what it became because there's also a lesson in that. We shouldn't go back down again, right? Like, how does a place like that is so nice become a place, like, as you described it, a flop house?
Yeah.
And how do, what's, how
what
do I,
because everybody left the city, right?
I guess what I'm asking is, how do you take care of the folks that need help without putting them in a situation that is dangerous for everybody all around. Right. That's the question you need to answer, right? Like, how does it get to that point? What factors lead to, you can come in here, good luck?
Yeah, it's a flop house.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it affected the neighborhood around it, like you said.
Yeah,
like,
it all went downhill.
So, like, the fact that maybe none of that stuff was documented, maybe we lose that lesson. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
I really hope that I get to go check out the inside when they open these things up as apartments. And you know what? Why not put a bar down there?
Yeah, I don't see why not, especially because there are so many new apartment buildings around that area. You'd think you'd attract a decent crowd.
Well, as long as you do buck 50 well shots, that was a deal, bro. You could get hammered in there for like $10.
Yeah, maybe that was part of the problem.
Well, not for me.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF on the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Jake. Jake says, my dad stayed there when he got back from the service in the 1970s. He says it wasn't as bad as everybody says it was.
Well, that was the 1970s. It was still probably not where it fell to.
That's another great question. Like, when did it get to the point where it was like, I'm not going in here anymore?
Oh, okay.
Because
by the time I moved here, it was kind of a dump.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know me, man. There aren't a lot of places I'm afraid to go into. That was one of those places.
Well, because you had people that were desperate.
Well, no, just because you were drinking there. There was no way.
That too.
I was walking into a bar that allowed you to sit down and drink $1.50 well whiskey. Ugh.